Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. This being September 2020 after Labor Day, we're having a lot of problems people coming in the last couple months with neck pain, headache, shoulder pain, based on positions at work, working from home, even distance learning. So what we're going to talk about today is going to mix it up a little bit about the cause of headaches, what type of headaches they are, and how chiropractic works to actually fix those for the first 5 minutes of our actual podcast. We spend the next 15 minutes talking about eight different patient stories from ages 9, 10 years old, up to age 72 of Mr. Mike, okay, and how they're helped with headaches and what they experienced beforehand. You know, from having headaches 80% of the day, taking bottles of medications per month, getting shots in your head. That's crazy, right? Shots in your head. The highlights of the show actually has, you can link to it either on YouTube or your podcast app, directly to those patient stories to help them completely if you want to associate with them. We'll listen to the whole talk, takes about 20 minutes overall. Hopefully this will help you understand chiropractic can help you with your headaches, someone else's headaches, or something else, understand how chiropractic works to help these people live their normal lives again. All right, so enjoy the talk, my friends. Again, the show notes has the highlights, also links to our previous podcast, and the video itself, too, if you want to watch the video. Enjoy the talk, and I'll wrap it up afterwards. Hello again, this is Dr. Anthony Rakovic, new chiropractic clinic in Upland. What we talked about this week was basically headaches and dizziness. The causes we started out with are, we're going to focus on three types of headache. The causes are really more stress-related. That's the number one reason for headaches. And that can lead to different effects, how it affects the body physiologically, hormonally, and neurologically. Three types of headaches we focused on was migraines, tension headaches, and medicine-induced type of headaches. The last one is pretty easy to understand. It's by taking medications for headaches or for pain, any type of opioid that is addictive, it can cause headaches as a side effect. So the way to deal with that is to really a withdrawal type of a treatment is to reduce medications over time and get the person to understand that their body can't really require that type of medication as addiction type of program has evolved for one, for that person. Let's talk about headaches, migraines, and tension headaches. We talked about the second article was medical approach, and really that is based on medication. I talk to doctors all the time about this and how they work that program. Step one is realize what medications will help them with the headaches. And when we talk about that, there's three types of headaches, medications, or pain, or whatever you want to call it. One is NSAIDs, one is anti-inflammatories and pain relievers, another one is opioids. Opioids, if you're careful with, again, and a caution, is it's very addictive. Same type of classification as heroin. Things that fall into that, common medications are Vicodin, Norco, Soma, things like that. So be very careful with those type of medications. Again, you've got to realize that those medications, sometimes you're not told this, is that the side effects are sometimes worse than the actual benefits, or the risk factors worse than the benefits for one. So be very careful with those medications. Ask any questions as you can. Do your own homework. Wikipedia is a great source of what side effects are, because it's as close as you can to unbiased type of research or fair type of research. The last article we talked about, the wellness chiropractor, what we do in our office, approach to headaches and dizziness. I'm going to show you a chart real quick. And what it explains is really where on an x-ray or neurologically on an x-ray, where the nerves come out of the spine and where they can cause symptomatic problems into the head, down the back, side of the head, even to the eye pressure too. So hold on 1 second and do that video first. Hope that video explains at least an image of where those nerves run into the head from the neck, and meaning that there's a spinal misalignment in the neck we want to do as a wellness chiropractor is look at that first as a concern versus a localized neck injury. And realize if stress is involved, what is causing those areas in the neck to lock up for one or misalign to cause neurological response as a symptom causing the headaches for one too, or eye pressure, upper back pain, or dizziness. So we want to do when we look at treatment chiropractic is how do we get that spine to line up better? How do we get those nerves to calm down so remove the interference and allow the body to heal naturally? Once we've removed that through the nerve interference, through the adjustments, how do we do, for example, physical therapy, stretching, also exercises too, so people understand certain posture positions are better to take the pressure off the neck so your body can handle higher tolerance for stress. We all deal with stress every day, and obviously every situation is different. But as our body goes through pain, headaches, dizziness,
our tolerance for stress under those chronic conditions becomes less and less. We can't handle that stress every day. And our response is headaches, dizziness, pain. So we want to make sure our body's working 100% to tolerate that type of stress. Once you've gone through the adjustments, the exercises, including the stretching, and also postural changes, understand lifestyle habits sometimes have to be made, eating well, exercising well too, so the overall body stays healthy. The overall body sees that as a better awareness, so your body handles that, and headaches can either stay away, or the severity of headaches and migraines can reduce over time. Okay, so hopefully this understands where headaches come from, and what it's really a cause of, an underlying cause of either neck issue, problems with over-medication, and also overall stress issues that can sometimes incorporate to be the cause of headaches. Another video from our office. We hope you enjoyed this again, and we have a lot of videos on our internet, so make sure to look at our YouTube video channel, and we hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you soon. Thank you.
How old are you?
9.
And we started treating you about when you're about 7 years old. When you first came in, what were you experiencing?
Headaches.
And were they normal headaches or migraine headaches?
They were migraine headaches.
And when did you have problems? Was it with at home, at school, driving?
Mostly after school and it's hot and then when we're driving like very long.
Okay, so very long driving would cause that to happen. With that too, when I saw you initially, with the x-rays we took, what did the x-ray look like?
It looked like my neck was all like curved, not completely, like it was supposed to be straight.
Yeah, it wasn't as curved as it should have been for one too. And also you had neck pain, was it the left hand side or the right hand side?
The left hand.
And when we treated you for a while, did those headaches start going away?
Yeah.
Okay. And when they started going away for one too, did your car sickness go away too?
Yeah.
Okay. So when the car sickness went away too, and when we took the x-ray, what did the new x-ray see?
We saw it go a little more straight.
Okay, so a little bit straighter, or in your sense, actually, from your point of view, straight, but also the x-ray got improved from one too, or was improved from initial x-ray too. And then how often do I see you now?
A little bit once a week. Like
about once a week for now, too, just to keep this thing under control for one too. Because again, as you grow, things may change and may go backwards, especially when you have the headaches, obviously your mom and dad bring you in. So, okay, any questions at all?
No.
You guys did a great interview for one, too. And mom, why did you bring her in initially?
Migraines. She had really bad migraines. She was throwing up, and we couldn't stop it.
I was going to ask you, too, medically, what did they want to do?
Just give her Motrin.
And for how long did you do the Motrin? For how many weeks,
she
months?
She was 5 years old.
For 2 years you did Motrin, and there was no effect from that?
No.
Wow. Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad you're able to stop taking Motrin for one, too, and get chiropractic care. And again, just kind of promotes for one, too, how children get our help with chiropractic care, not just adults. So thank you again for the interview, and then we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Liz, what did you first come in with when you came to our office?
Major migraines, lower back pain, shoulder pain, lightheadedness, dizziness, loss of sleep.
How long do you have that stuff for before you came in?
I had it for a good 6 months, I would say, at least, probably more. I was just brushing it off like it wasn't what it really was.
And when you started getting care, what did you experience with our care?
Almost instant. I felt the headaches left. I had more energy. I was able to go to sleep at night and not stay up till 1 in the morning with the pain. The migraines were the biggest thing that was relieved. All the pressure just gone.
So, do you take medication for your headaches?
I was taking, I was going through probably a bottle of Motrin probably at least once a week, and now I don't take any Motrin at all.
For how long have you not taken any Motrin at all?
I'm going to say probably at least 3 weeks with not one pill.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you've been under care for how long? About 3 months?
3 months, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Great. We're looking at the x-rays real soon, too. Overall, with your exercise, nutrition, and spine, how well do you feel?
great. It was really bad before. I thought I had a disease or something because I was vomiting and had the headaches, and I couldn't do anything without getting a headache, and I just thought something was, like, really medically wrong with me until it just clicked one day, like, oh my gosh, I used to see a chiropractor a long time ago. I wonder if that may be something that I need to do again, and it was.
So far, are you happy with your care here?
Most definitely. The doctors here are awesome and great, and I would recommend them to anybody, and I have.
Great. Yes, you have, actually.
Oh, yes.
Great. Thank you, Liz. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Well, thanks, Tony. First of all, I feel so much better. I mean, I was experiencing some pressure headaches in the left temple, and they were just almost daily, and it was actually a long-term kind of thing. So for a referral from a friend, I came here, and you know, we had an earlier association, so there was no doubt about which chiropractic location I was going to go to. This is always number one. So then we looked at the spinal x-ray, and we could see that the spinal adjustment or lineup was askew, and so hence the pressure that was occurring on the nerve in the left side. And oh my goodness, so after I would say maybe two treatments, the pressure started to subside, and it's just wonderful. I haven't had a headache at all. They're gone, just completely relieved. And so now the question is, you know, what can I do to strengthen myself, strengthen my posture, strengthen my muscular arrangement, as well as then eventually restore the normal positioning of the spine. So we're on the way, in my opinion, and I think it's pretty exciting.
So I was diagnosed with chronic migraines at 12 years old. I came into chiropractic, and I was scanned with the x-rays. My neck was really, really messed up. It was kind of at a downward angle almost. And so we started working on my neck and my back about 4 weeks ago. Since then, I've had one migraine, which is impressive because I usually have at least 2 to 3 per week before I started this process. Each week I've been improving steadily on my muscle retention, and I feel much better, and my headaches have significantly gone down. It didn't affect my life the way that they usually do.
It's amazing. Anything else to add?
I just think the treatment that I've received here is impeccable, and I really would recommend this to anybody that I meet.
All they wanted to do was put me on meds, the regular doctors, try to keep me balanced. I said, no way, I'm not going to go on meds. So that was when I found Euclid Chiropractic, and that was when they actually cured me. They actually put me on a protein diet. Also too, is they actually cracked my back. And when I come in, it feels so much better. Once all the nerves are actually, they're all compacted in your back. Now once one of your bones in your back goes into the nerve, then all of a sudden I have a headache. Everything just shuts me down. So Euclid Chiropractic, you guys are very gracious when I need to come in. You guys are awesome. So I have been doing good ever since then. Never had to take nothing. So wanted to thank you guys for that.
This is another interview with Susan back again, this time with her son Cameron. And we'll talk about how the experience is so far with her office and where they are. Not only how Cameron's spine is doing now that he's a new patient the last 3 or 4 months, but how their lifestyle overall has changed, both them and also Susan's husband, too.
Yeah, the reason I brought Cameron in was because I came to a meeting here where I was just asked to come in, and Dr. Tony talked about headaches at one of his meetings, and I kept thinking about Cameron because Cameron had been suffering from migraines where he would be throwing up all night and going to bed after dinner and sleeping till the next day. I thought maybe he had a tumor or something. And then he would be okay for about a month, and then he would get them again. So then I heard that, I thought maybe his spine had an issue there. So I brought him in and had him x-rayed. And that was almost 4 months ago, and now he doesn't get but maybe a small headache now and then, maybe once every 3 weeks. They were getting down to where they were every 3 to 4 days. And then he doesn't get sick. He just lays down, they go away, he gets right back up. He also has better posture now. We have him eating a little better. We have him running more where he is a game player. And so now he gets out and he walks. And he's in karate and does a lot of shoulder work and leg work and stomach work to try and strengthen his body, because it's helping straighten him up. And when he grows up, he's going to need to get that lined up so he's good for the rest of his life.
So chiropractic, is it just about fixing your back and neck pain?
No, it's about way more. It's about your health level and your insides, not just your back. And it's about looking down the road in the future. To me, I have a 10-year-old who I want to grow up and be physically active with karate and golf and running. And so it's all about your whole body, your whole mind.
And that's part of it, too, is really just keeping yourself healthy.
Yeah.
From a nutrition perspective, like you had mentioned, exercise also too, and your nervous system through getting your spine checked and realigned.
Right.
So not only do you not feel the symptoms you're having, for example, Cameron's case, the headaches and the nausea from the migraines, but also, too, preventing those from happening again. And your overall body obviously benefits from that, too.
Right.
So, great. Thank you again, Ms. Susan, and then Mr. Cameron for the first time, and we'll see you guys soon. Have a great day.
How many pills or type of pills or how much?
Well, I was in Topamax twice a day. Relpax, I was probably taking anywhere from 4 to 8.
Okay.
As the Excedrin migraines, I was probably taking, I would probably say about 10 of those a week.
And when you're taking those, which is a lot of medication,
yeah,
how often did you still have the migraines and headaches?
I would have a migraine headache probably 2 to 3 times a week. So out of the 7 days a week, I would probably have 2 good days.
How much medication percentage-wise do you think you've decreased versus what you're taking, say, even 4 or 5 months ago?
I probably went down to 80%.
Wow. Okay. What would you want to tell people about what we do? If there's one thing that we do to help people?
I would say you got to try it, because I mean, I've tried everything. I tried natural medicine, I tried acupuncture. I've been searching for it. I've like been all over the place. And it was like anything that they say, try this, I tried it.
When I first came in, I came in for a history of migraines. I had been on different types of medication and also injections, and I got injections in my head for migraines, and when I came into your office to see you, the treatments that you started doing helped relieve a lot of the migraines, and pretty much completely, and I was able to stop taking a lot of medication.
What were you taking? What kind of medication were you taking before? What were you doing?
Magnesium pills, Maxol, organic nose sprays, and then the injections they gave me at the Kaiser.
How many shots were you taking a week, a month, or what was your frequency of shots?
I think it was 6 shots between the head and the back.
How often?
And every 4 months.
Wow. Okay. Good deal. And when you were here, you only saw it for a few months or so.
Mm-hmm.
How quick was your improvement, or how did that work?
It was very quick. And then I started noticing that I was able to come at least once a month and still get the same relief.
Well, besides getting adjusted, what else were you doing in your own outside of here to keep yourself healthy?
Working out. You did recommend some exercises for me to do against the wall and how to walk properly when I am jogging or walking, and that has helped extremely also.
Fantastic. What was your experience overall here?
I like it here, on top of the fact that I can call in 10 minutes and say, can I come now?
Perfect. Great. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you.
Hope this talk helps you understand that chiropractic can help alleviate headaches naturally, even cure them completely. Okay? Most people, as you listen to these talks to, will have medications or shots in their head for a long period of time before seeing us as a chiropractor to help their kids, their family, even seniors too. So realize chiropractic can help people beyond medications to live a natural, healthy life without headaches, and a healthier life so the headaches don't come back overall. The show notes has highlights of each individual's patient's story. Jump those if you want to. If not, hope you enjoy the actual podcast itself or the video and our previous videos and podcasts too. Enjoy the week, my friends. Don't have any headaches this week, and we'll see you next week.